Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. I'm Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Director of Marketing and Community Relations here at Northeast Mississippi Community College. We've got a terrific lineup for you today, including our leadoff hitter. And yes, there is a little pun intended with that. He's the head baseball coach here at Northeast, Richie Harrelson, in his third year as the head coach of the Tigers baseball program, his eighth overall as a member of the coaching staff. And first of all, Richie, welcome to Tiger Talk.
Thank you, guys. Pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on board as well, and we've got a lot to talk about, including the Field of Dreams and your expectations for the upcoming season. But this is the holiday season. It's all about doing for others, and I know community service, that's pretty important when it comes to you and your program.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We were approached by Will Lowry down at TCPS about his program that he's doing is bigger than ball, and he uses his coaching platform to help mentor young men and women down there. So he had reached out to several coaches in the area through text message and email about donating some game supplies and things that guys can use. So we've got some equipment that we're going to use or give to Will to let him take down and give to these underprivileged young men and women and help them play the game of baseball and other sports. So it's a pretty big deal, and I think Will is trying to get this thing to go nationwide, and he's reached out to a lot of people, so it's pretty neat what he's doing.
No question about that. Well, let's talk about your Tiger baseball team, and I know you had a fall workout, that schedule. You had some games that you were played. Also, you had a couple of your players sign with four-year schools during that early signing period.
Yeah, Tucker Childers is going to Mississippi State, and Matthew Snead is going to Delta State. We've got a couple more guys that are going to – they're getting a lot of interest, so I figure some things will happen for them in the spring season. But, yeah, we had a really good fall. It's probably the best fall that we've had since we've been here, since I've been the head coach. And we've got some pretty good players out there. There's some talent out there, but you know, we gotta take it over to the spring and see how they do in the spring.
Well, nice segue into the spring. How about your expectations? What are you looking for out of this year's squad?
We're pretty excited. You know, it's just hard to say with, you know, the junior college league. It's just so even, and you know, if you win 2/3 of your game, you've had a really good year. So, you know, you're looking, a team goes 30-15. That's a really good year in our league. So, We're looking to get into that level. We're looking to take this thing to where it's supposed to be and compete for state titles and compete at a national level. So hopefully we can get some players in here that'll help us do that.
Well, one way that you'll be able to get a lot of folks in is the new facility, that Field of Dreams. Wow, will that be something state of the art? It gets exciting just talking about it. From my standpoint, I can imagine you, Richie, and your staff and the players, I'm sure they're very amped up to get this thing started.
Absolutely. You know, when all this started about the talk of a new field, you know, we sat down and we just had a couple of ideas about some things that we would like to do. What are some things that would set it apart that nobody else has? And a couple of our people here on campus and got with some engineers here in town and started talking about some things and, you know, Kenny Paul's dad, he big in it, but they have come up with a complex that is going to be unbelievable. And I really do feel like it's going to attract a lot of people in here to Boonville. And not just like player-wise, but, you know, people are going to want to use this complex, and it's going to be a chance for us to recruit. It's going to be a chance for teams to come over from all over the South to come into Boonville and eat in our restaurants and visit the town. So hopefully it's not going to just benefit the college. It's going to benefit the whole town of Boonville.
Well, no question about that. And, of course, that'll be – I mean, what's the best case scenario? What are we looking at maybe next year?
The talk right now is the bids have gone out for them to clear the land. And next January when our board meets, they're going to let the bids out for to build the complex itself. So it should get moving here pretty quick.
That's excellent. And I know that's going to be a nice feather in the cap, like you said, for your program, but another feather in the cap for Northeast Mississippi Community College. We mentioned just a little earlier your staff. I know you added a member. You're excited that you and John Andy have a newcomer of sorts on the staff this year.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Let me throw a punch in there for John Andy. He's doing a great job with this recruiting. He really enjoys it and reaches out to a lot of guys. So really, really proud of the way he's worked and the thing that he's done this fall with our guys. But we do have a new guy. His name is Brett Cammons, and Brett played at Auburn. Was drafted out of high school. Was drafted out from Auburn and went and played with the Braves for 5 years. And so he's got a lot of knowledge that he actually played in the junior college game, so he can relate to these guys. And it's really awesome to see him interact with them. But like I say, he played with the Braves organization for 5 years. And it's really neat to see those guys kind of hang on to what he says. So he's wanting to get into this college thing, and we're going to give him a chance to do it. And we're really excited about him being with us.
Well, no doubt about that. What a wonderful staff with yourself. And, of course, you mentioned John Andy Scott, what he brings to the table. There might be some folks that listened to this segment and said, hey, I'd like to be a part of that Field of Dreams. What's the best way that they can reach out and they'd like to make a donation as well to this Field of Dreams for the baseball? And, of course, we've got the softball facility as well.
Well, just if it's somebody that wants to deal with the softball, just contact Jody. You can reach him by email, or you can call the front desk and they can call them, reach the phone number. You can call me, you can email me, and what we'll do is we'll refer them to Patrick Eaton, and we'll go through that process. But Patrick's heading all this up. But it is really neat how many people have responded to this, and there's a lot of excitement around town and around everywhere I go. People are asking, when are they going to start your new field? So there's a lot of people excited about it.
No doubt about that at all. Thank you, Richie, for your time. Have a blessed Christmas, and won't be long before we'll see you out there on the diamond.
Okay, thanks, sir. Will, we're glad you're with us, man. Glad to have you with the family.
Well, it's proud to be a part of the family. Our next guest on Tiger Talk is Anthony Harden. He is a welding instructor in his fourth year here at Northeast Mississippi Community College. And first of all, Anthony, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. And let's talk about this welding program, highly successful here at Northeast. And when we talk about the program, I know there's been a switch. We're going from 8 weeks now to a 12-week program.
Right. We're going from 8 to 12. We're looking to add one certificate. We've been doing a NCCER Level 1 certificate. NCCER is a national credentialing company here. They're located in Florida. They've got a large construction base, but we're adding a Level 2 certificate, trying to put out some better trainees in the area.
Sounds good. And, we talk about how successful this program is. And why don't we talk a little bit about the welding, the simulators that you have?
Yeah, we added those simulators a couple years ago through a grant with ARC. What they do is it's augmented reality, which is similar to virtual reality, but the difference there is you see actually everything in the room, so you can look at your hands, you can look at what's going on. They just simulate the welding process. And the neat thing about them is I can take a student, and if we're having trouble with overhead welding, I can take him in there and we can work on overhead welding as long as we want to without using up supplies in the lab. We won't be getting burnt with the welder, so we can do it without actually doing any welding. It's a pretty neat process.
No, it definitely sounds great. And, of course, you talked about getting that equipment a couple years ago. I know we've got some new pipe-fitting equipment as well.
Right. The pipe-fitting equipment is coming in this year. We're looking to add that pipe-fitting program through NCCER. They also offer a pipe-fitting Level 1 and 2 certificate. That's what we look to do. It will be 12 weeks as well. Hoping to start that up around March this year.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. And how about just the welding presence in manufacturing these days?
Yeah, people think around here that there's not many welding jobs because we're predominantly manufacturing, but welding has a large presence in manufacturing in many ways. One way is in the industrial maintenance tech field. Many industrial maintenance techs, a large portion of their job is equipment repair, fabbing up new equipment, fabbing up jigs and fixtures. So they need to know how to weld, and that's one of the largest growing trades in our area is industrial maintenance. Another place where it's growing is robotics. Well, people think, robotics, when they take over welding, we won't need welders anymore, but that's not the case because a robot, it's not an intelligent machine. It has to be programmed. Somebody has to tell it how to weld. So in order to do that, we've got to have people who know how to weld, and that's what we do. We try to train them how to weld so they can look at a weld and know what's going wrong, know how to fix it, and things like that that the robot would not know how to do.
Wow. I know welding falls under our career and tech program, which obviously falls under workforce. So many wonderful career and tech programs here at Northeast, and I know welding is a part of that. Why is this department so successful?
It's just a trade that never dies. I mean, when you look out there, there's certain things that we'll always have to have. And people who can work with their hands is one of those things. We'll never be able to go without people who can mechanics, diesel techs, tool and die. We've got to have people who can build things. Our infrastructure in the state right now, there's a lot going on, building bridges and that type of stuff. A lot of our guys go to work with bridge-making unions and stuff.
Well, and four-year schools, that is wonderful, but not everybody is wired to go to college for 4 years. And these career and tech programs, you can make a good living, and it's not one of those things where you got to set aside 4 years of your
life. Right, and you're not going to bury yourself in debt as well. I mean, I don't know the tuition here at Northeast, but, I mean, you put 2 years here, you can leave here making base pay around $30,000 a year is start-out pay, but you move up pretty rapidly in most of our industries.
Wonderful news. Can't thank you enough, Anthony, for being on the show. And I know there's a lot of folks out there that I think you might have perked some attention, and maybe they might know somebody, a neighbor or a son or whoever. What's the best way that they can get information on all the different programs, including welding here at Northeast?
The best way is just to go to Northeast website. There's a workforce tab there. It's got all the structural welding information on that tab, or you can call me at my office at 720-7791.
That sounds great. Anthony, keep up the wonderful work, and have yourself a blessed Christmas.
Hey, man, I enjoyed it. Thanks, guys.
You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. My next guest is Bobby Anderson. He's one of our truck driving instructors here at Northeast. That all falls under the continuing education umbrella here at Northeast Mississippi Community College. And first of all, Bobby, welcome to Tiger Talk.
Thank you for having me.
I'll tell you what, truck driving, you talk about some jobs that are out there. There are plenty of jobs that are available, not only throughout North Mississippi, but throughout the state, throughout the region as well. And what better way to get that job, some well-paying jobs, than to get this truck driving license, this commercial driving license, and you can get it in just 6 weeks.
6 weeks, and you're looking at a $50,000 a year job, easy. Once you get your training and get a little bit of experience, the amount of money you can make is endless.
Well, I know we've had quite a few of these classes under our belt, and I know you teach as well here at the college with Larry Green, one of our other truck driving instructors. But one thing that jumped off the page for me, 100% success rate. You get them, you take this 6 week class, you're going to be placed.
You're going to have a job. You take our class, you're going to leave our class with a Class A CDL, and you're going to be a good driver.
I think that's very important too. Safety. You place a lot of emphasis when it comes to teaching your students safety.
Safety is very important. You're rolling down the road at 65, 70 mile an hour in an 80,000 pound vehicle. You better know how to control it. And so we work hard on teaching our drivers on how to drive safely in all aspects, winter, summer. I mean, any weather, mountain driving. Now, obviously, we don't have mountains, and I can't produce no snow. So but we go over it, and we're very extensive about it. Make sure they know what to do when they encounter something like that.
You said extensive. You're very thorough as well. I know there's some three-week classes out there, but you're very proud of what you can get accomplished in a six-week class.
Our six-week program, it is a little bit longer, but when you leave our program, you're going to know how to back that truck up. You're going to know how to pull that truck forward. You're going to know what it takes to drive that truck. Now, are you 100% professional truck driver when you leave 6 weeks? Absolutely not. It takes months and years to become a real professional truck driver, but we give you the basics, and we're very thorough about it.
And the cost. There are a lot of different truck driving schools out there, and they might pop you for $3,000 to $5,000. Here at Northeast, only $1,500.
$1,500 out the door. You do have to pay for your physical. You're looking at about $150 to $200 out of your pocket at the very most, but $1,500 out the door, and you have your Class A CDLs.
Something also to keep in mind, there is some financial assistance available.
Yeah, we use WIN Job Center. We go through them. They'll help. They will finance the class completely, the whole $1,500. We got GI Bill you can use. If you're in a SNAP program, a food stamp type program, and you're out of work, they will also pay for the class. So there's several options out there. Plus, you can go with a company that'll pay for the class. You just have to sign on form for a year. If you don't use the company option, you pay for it out of your pocket or through the WIN Job Center money or something like that, you don't owe nobody nothing. You're free and clear. But you have the option to sign on with a company and have a job, too.
Well, you talked about the pay after school. I mean, that's game-changing. To make that kind of money in just 6 weeks, you get a couple weeks of training once you get the job. But yes, you also have job security.
Job security. Jobs are out there. Truckers are known for job hopping. You know, they always, you know, we all do it. We look at the truck driving ads and somebody pays 5 cents more than the other because you get paid by the mile. It's like, you know, anywhere from 34 to 38 cents a mile to start. And then some go up to 44 to even 50 cents a mile. But you got to look at home time, and there's a lot of things that go into it that could make the 38 cent a mile a better option than making the 44 to 50. So and we try and help the students make the right decision.
Can't thank you enough for your time. Bobby Anderson, one of our instructors for our commercial driving school here. If you want to get that CDL, that commercial driving license, what if someone has a question? Maybe they heard something that maybe a neighbor of theirs might be interested in, or somebody from their church. What's the best way that they can get a hold of you and sign up for a upcoming class?
I'll give you my phone number.
Oh, how about that?
It's 662-720-8201. That's my cell phone. You can call me up to 11 o'clock at night. I don't care. If you got questions, I'll be glad to walk you through it.
Sounds wonderful. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having us.
Time now to bring in my sidekick in the Marketing and Community Relations Department here at Northeast, Kenny Paul Gino. Welcome to the show, KP.
Great to be here, Will.
Kind of quiet on campus this week. Of course, last week was exam week, so all the students, I guess, except basketball players, they're the only students left on campus this week.
Yeah, it's really quiet here in the office. Everybody on campus is gone, except everybody here at Ramsey Hall, so we're kind of just picking with each other this week. I know the students are glad to be home for Christmas break, and I hope everyone did great on their finals.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, speaking of basketball, I know last night they were at West Memphis, Arkansas. They've got a road trip this Thursday as well to Birmingham to take on Lawson State. But I'll tell you what, both the men and the women teams here at Northeast, they looked really good last Friday in the last home games of this semester.
Of course, me and you were there, and you had to do the MC for Blake also.
Yeah, to fill in for Blake on public address. I enjoyed it.
Congrats to Blake Long on having their baby. So my man here, Will Colmeyer, on the fill-in.
Yeah.
He had a couple of three buzzers, so that's good. But, yes, the men and women both looked extremely, extremely well Friday. The women won by, I think, close to the 40 points. And, of course, the guys ran away with it at the end. But they're looking very good going into division play. So hopefully that will stick with them.
Yeah, that's the next home game will be just a men's only game on January 4th at 7 o'clock at Bonner Arnold. The men will take on Western Kentucky Community Technical College. And then the next time that they'll both be together at home will be our home division opener. Make plans to be there that night, January 11th. That'll be January 11th, 5:30 and 7:30 against Northwest. That should be a couple doozies right there with our home division opener. Hey, of course, the band will be there in full force second semester at our home basketball games. Brian Mitchell and the show band from Tigerland, they were busy in Christmas parades, weren't they?
Yes, the band participated in three Christmas parades and three big ones. They did the Belmont Christmas Parade on Monday, the 27th, and they had a good turnout for that one. And also December 2nd, that Saturday night, they did the one in Corinth. And then, of course, December 4th, I actually attended this one, so it was really good. I watched it for a little while, the one in Boonville. So they've been busy, and it'll be great to have them back in Bonner Arnold for basketball. It's kind of, of course, I mean, you've been to every home game so far, and they're fun, and it's been kind of quiet, so it'll be great to have the band there to kind of pep some people up.
Yeah, it makes it more of a collegiate atmosphere when you've got the pep band there, and as you mentioned, they'll be there in this second semester that'll be coming up. Now, speaking of the second semester, there's still open registration this week before we take that break, so there's still a few days left this week for folks to register for the spring semester.
Yes, the last day is the 14th, so Thursday is the last day. Also, Thursday is the last day to pay your fees. So if you don't pay your fees, you don't get a class. So make sure you pay your fees. That's the big thing there.
That's right. So you can register through this Thursday. Then there'll be a break, and then they'll start registering again on the 2nd of January. Before I let you go, Kenny Paul, how about social media? I know we place a lot of emphasis with that, not only in athletics, but also college-wide as well. How can people stay up to date with Northeast?
Yes, on our Twitter, the main account is at NortheastMSCC. That's our main Twitter account here for the institution. And also on Instagram, you can follow it at NEMCC_Tigers. So that's the two main accounts. And also you can follow our athletics. You can keep up with basketball right now with NEMCC Tigers on Instagram and Twitter. So you can keep up with everything there. And we'll continue to tweet a lot of stuff and keep you up to date here, what's going on at Northeast.
A lot happening at Northeast. Kenny Paul, can't thank you enough for your time. Merry Christmas, partner.
Merry Christmas, and go Tigers.
Go Tigers. And with that, we will wrap up this week's edition of Tiger Talk. A special shout-out to Michael Miller and Jeffrey Powell for all their behind-the-scenes efforts each week here on Tiger Talk. So, for Richie Harrelson, Bobby Anderson, Anthony Harden, and of course my sidekick Kenny Paulgino, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying so long. We thank you for listening. Have a blessed holiday season, and we'll talk to you next time right here on Tiger Talk.